Hello, fans. This is Marty Lurie. Hall of Fame baseball writer Joe Falls covered Tiger baseball from the 1950s through the glory years of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, right up to the downtimes of the new millennium. Listen as Joe Falls tells us about his beloved Tigers in his memory of the game.
Can you imagine covering a team where you get to know Charlie Gehringer intimately? Charlie Gehringer, he signed his name C-H-A-S, period, because he didn't like the long thing. And I went to his house one day. I would go to his house all the time, and he never liked to talk about anything, but if you stayed more than 15 minutes, he started, and the stories were glorious. He was just sitting in his home, and he was always dressed with a shirt and tie and everything. But when I rang the front doorbell, I looked at the nameplate. It says C-H-A-S, period. To know Charlie Gehringer was magnificent because he was a quiet man, didn't say much, but listened to what he's saying because it all made sense. And right after that, I got to know Mickey Cochran. Now, wait a minute. Mickey Cochran. Got to know him and got to know Hank Greenberg intimately. Hank Greenberg, the first year I was a baseball writer, I went to Chicago, and I am scared. I don't know what's going on. I stood by the batting cage, and all these Chicago writers are there. I stood next to them, near them. But I go, you know, what the hell am I going to do? So they say, let's go up to the Bard's room. I don't know what the Bard's room was. And they all left, and they went up to third base and walked up the stands, and I'm left standing by the batting cage. So I went over and asked one of the ushers, I says, what's the Bard's room? So that's where the writers go before the game. And where is it? Okay. I go up, and I open the door. It's an Irish saloon. There's noise in there. Guys at the bar are talking, and you know how guys get. You know, you get 50 guys in there, and it's just, I didn't know what to do. I had opened the door, and I knew I had to go in. So I sat in the corner by myself, and I didn't know what to do, how to order anything or do it. I didn't know whether I could order anything. I didn't know anything. So I opened my scorebook and pretended to read my scorebook. If that isn't the stupidest thing you ever heard. And I'm looking down at the scorebook, and I hear this voice. He says, hi. He says, you're Joe Falls, aren't you? I look up. It's Hank Greenberg. I know what happened after it happened. In retrospect, it's a big word I use. He saw me sitting in the corner. He knew I was scared stiff, and he said, who's that guy? And, well, being from Detroit, they said Detroit Free Press. Right away, he came over and embraced me. And he took me around that room and introduced me to every person at the bar and eating. I don't know who the hell. I met a name, John Carmichael. That's about the only one I knew. He took that time. And from that moment on, Hank became such a friend of mine because can you imagine a guy doing that for you, to come over with you? And Vic Wirtz did that one time, too. And to know people like that, to know, I knew Hal Newhouser. Hal Newhouser helped me with Special Olympics forever. And to know all of these people and Trout, and it's just incredible. And then to get the chance to cover the team, and that tradition did carry over with Kaline. And I've watched Al Kaline for his entire career. We came in the same year. And to watch him grow into the man he is today is just, it only takes time. So you got to look at it over time. And he was just, Kaline today is, he knows more baseball than anybody I have ever met. I don't care. Managers, coaches, players. Al Kaline knows more about the game, in my opinion, just my opinion. And to sit with him sometimes at the country club where he belongs, and just the two of us for 2 hours talk baseball, I come away dazzled. I'm always dazzled. And now suddenly these people are glad to see me, and I don't believe that, but they are. And it makes me really feel good. It's ego, I guess. And I don't think so. I always substitute pride for ego because ego is a put down to me. Pride. And I have pride in what I've done. And I think that, you know, they've respected because in all my career, I have never socialized with a ball player. I have never had a dinner with a ball player. I've never gone to their house or played golf. I've kept it professional because what if he said to me one day, I thought we were friends. How could you write that? And that has worked for me like gold. Because I've done it that way, because I've been distant, and I hope fair and honest, and critical too. I don't want to think I'm a guy who's favoring players, but it has worked magnificently for me.
Hall of Famer Charlie Gehringer, nicknamed the Mechanical Man for his consistent play, did his speaking on the field with his bat and glove. Gehringer, elected to the Hall of Fame in 1949, served as a Tiger coach and general manager after his Hall of Fame career as a second baseman. Joe Falls will never forget the great Chaz, Charlie Gehringer. This is Marty Lurie. Join me again for Memories of the Game.